Let's get the latest with Community Hospital. I know the big story just this week, Molly, was the closure of the Curtis Medical Center, and I'm glad you're here to kind of address that a little bit. A lot of questions, obviously, from here in Red Willow County and our friends over in Frontier County as well.
Yep. It's been a little bit of a hard, a very hard situation that our administration has, you know, worked really long hours and months on, just to figure out, you know, what are services that we might be able to not have. Obviously, it's not ideal for anybody, you know. So to say like, oh, we don't need this service. We obviously do. We would love to keep this service, but it's just something that, you know, in the times that we're in and the anticipated budget cuts and some other things that are happening, inflation really has made it be part of the situation, and it's just what it is.
Now, this will take place not immediately, but just over the course of the next couple of months, right?
Right. This isn't a happening next week situation. This will happen. We don't have a firm date yet. We're working on that. We do know that we have to give 120 days to the town of Curtis because we lease their building. But it's kind of been thrown around like 90 days or something like that. So that's still in the air, but it's not happening tomorrow. We're obviously going to be very attuned to our patient needs. And so we'll be sending out letters and making sure that our patients understand not only how to, you know, get their information, but to transfer care or anything like that if they need to do that. So
would there be any chance, I'm just throwing this out there, will there be any chance if things come around in the next month or so, things change where you could reverse this and things be okay?
No, again, this goes back months, okay. Of, you know, looking at numbers and discussing just different pieces. There's lots that went into the decision. Okay. And so, no, you know, I was listening to Troy talk this morning, and Troy Brunt's our CEO, and he talked about, you know, if there's somebody that wants to go in and buy the clinic or start, you know, operating it under their own name, you know, we would gladly help them pull that together. It's just because it is heartbreaking for the community. You know, there's 1,000 people in Curtis, but there's, you know, more outside of Curtis. And the reality is they're going to need to drive between 30 and 40 miles to North Platte or to here to get their care. So it's not ideal for anybody. And so we're just working on best solutions for our patients and our staff.
You kind of hope, like you just said, somebody can purchase it, yep, and keep it going.
Yep. If that happens, you know, I think they've even looked into that. So I'm not saying that is even a possibility, but, you know, gosh, if somebody said, hey, we'll do this, we would gladly help.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
So.
Also, you had just released a UNK Expand Rural Immersion Program this year.
Yeah. So we had six students come down from UNK. They're like sophomores and juniors in college wanting to go into different fields, into different medical fields. So we had a couple PAs, a couple PTs, just a pre-med student and a radiology student. And they came. We gave them a tour of McCook. We did lots of things with them just to kind of give them this rural experience. You know, we hope that they would come back to McCook, but what the real intentionality of that is to say, like, come to a rural place. We need providers, we need support staff, we need all of these things to keep hospitals and clinics running. And you know, we're in a very major employee shortage, everyone is, and so we're hopeful that by reaching out and bringing them to us and giving them really, really amazing opportunities while they're here for the week, they will have a good experience and come back.
It's a pretty cool thing, that good hookup with UNK, isn't it?
Yeah. They, you know, they have their UNMC, the medical center out there. And so we've been in partnership with them for a while. That's part of this Roots program, the Roots building that we're building down on Norris, or it's actually on West First. But if you see a building going up, that's what's happening is, it's called, I can't even remember, Rural Opportunities Offering Tomorrow's Success. I believe that's what the ROOT stands for. And it's a 12-room apartment complex. And basically, it's for student housing. And it's a dorm, but it's like an apartment, so they're nice. And we're hopeful that we can bring students in. The thing that always happens is we say, hey, this college, we would love to bring your students in and show them what rural life is like and all the things. And then they're like, where can we stay? And we're like, oh, we don't have any housing here. So by building this, we're hopeful that we can kind of bring some more students in. And then the other really cool opportunity is that we can offer that through the years to other entities in town that are bringing students in and having kind of these same conversations of like, I'd love to bring you in as an intern, but I don't have a place to put you. So we're hopeful that we can then partner with those businesses and help with them too. So it's pretty cool.
Those are two of the things I had on my schedule. What, anything else?
We have lots going. You know, the hospital always has good things. We have a car seat check next Tuesday. That's at the McCook Fire Department. We have, let me pull up my upcoming events list. I normally send this to you, Rich, and I forgot this month. But
I know the hospital is hosting the Freedom Run tomorrow at Culbertson.
Our physical therapy, our rehab center, essentially, they set this up and they do it out of Culbertson, and so they do a great job with that. We have Eat Smart, Get Fit every single week on Tuesdays. That's been a really great program. We're obviously involved in Hot Summer Nights. We have a booth at the fair, obviously, and then the Pink Out Rodeo is coming. So the Pink Out Rodeo is on Sunday, the 27th. So it's the Sunday of the fair week, and we just pink out the whole stands. We're giving out popsicles and sunglasses and hats and shirts, and you can order your shirt through McCook Lettering right now. We have that link on our Facebook page, so go check that out. You know, we just have lots of things. Our mission is to lead our region to a healthier future, and we know that we can do that by being involved in our community and helping grow our community and lead our community in a way that is healthy and powerful. And so, you know, we try to be involved in all the things. We are hosting a third Thursday in August. Mm-hmm. So that's a while from now. We haven't really talked a lot about it yet, but August 21st is our third Thursday, and it's about healthy communities. And we're bringing in lots of partners that all of our missions are the same, is to just bring our community to a healthier place. And that could be the Y, it can be the museum. You know, there's lots of different types, art. There's lots of different things that help grow our community in a healthy way. And so we've tried to partner with a lot of those just to bring that to everybody's mind and kind of show them what all of us do. You know, it's really important. Obviously, we'll feature Roots because it's right behind there. So that's cool. So we have lots of things coming up. We'll do an open house for Roots probably at the end of the year sometime. So that'll be cool. We just have lots of things going. And, you know, this Curtis situation has it's sad for everyone. Mm-hmm. We have 450 people at the hospital who are also sad about it. And we're all just trying to get through it. The hospital's doing well. So we don't want anybody to think like, oh my gosh, we're not doing well. We're doing fine. It's about sustainability. We service 30,000 people. All of us know here in McCook and in the region, when we talk about McCook, it's the hub of 30,000 people. And if we aren't being, you know, if we're not paying attention to how we're spending our money and our tax money, then we're not being good stewards to our community or communities. And it's really important that we're able to last forever. So, or, you know, generations. So it's a bigger thing. And we want to make sure people understand that we're doing fine, but we have, you know, but it's sad for all of us.
It is. Try to get through it, and hopefully, as we said, maybe somebody else can take that over and keep it going.
Well, we'll see. Probably that I don't want to promise anything to anybody,
right,
but
exactly, you know, right. Yeah.
It is what it is. And we will maintain behavioral health services out there, so that is really a great thing. We have an amazing behavioral health department with Kathy Gibbon. She's our nurse practitioner, and Tanya Lutz, she's the counselor, and then we have Allison Kappel, who does our meds, and our nurse. She's the nurse for that department. They will continue to go to Curtis because obviously we know behavioral health is so important. So they'll still be out there at least one day a week, probably maybe two. And then our hospital rehab, the physical therapy, we also work with Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. They still have a site up there, right, in Frontier County. So they'll keep being up there and supporting how they need to support. So
All the information we just talked about, you can find on your Facebook pages, your website, everything, can't you?
All the things. We have a calendar on our website. If you just kind of scroll down, it's called Community Hospital Events. So there's a calendar. It's the events that we're really involved in. So, like, you probably won't find Hot Summer Nights on there.
Right.
But it does have lots of our personal events on there. And then, of course, our website has all of the news releases that we put out. And then you can also go to our Facebook, CH McCook. We also have an Instagram. We also have a LinkedIn. So, you know, find information. We're always hiring. So if you are interested in a job out at community hospital, we are always hiring, everything from, you know, environmental services, dietary to LPNs, CNAs, you know, whatever. Probably we'll have something. So look for it. Ask questions, call us. We're here to help you.